Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, one question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C and D, and decide which is the best answer.
1.
Hello, John, what's the hotel like?
Hello, Mum. Oh, it's terrible. The heating doesn't always work, it was freezing here yesterday, and the breakfast is very early in the morning. Today, I overslept and missed it completely.
Well, I don't know what we can do about the breakfast, but why not ask the hotel to fix the heating?
Question. Why did John miss breakfast this morning? Two.
I like these jackets, but have you got them in blue?
Wait a second, I'll just check. Here they are. How do they feel?
They fit great.
Okay, do you want to come to the cash desk?
Question. What is the woman probably going to do?
Three.
Are you okay, Paul? You look as white as a sheet.
I'm not, actually. Mr. White says he has been looking at how the business is operating, and how it should operate in the future.
That sounds serious.
And as part of that, he says he wants to downsize and he's asked me to step aside.
Question. What's the man's problem? Four.
Excuse me, I can't find the book on the shelf in its usual place.
Let me see. Oh yes, your professor has placed this book on reserve. You need to go to the reserve room. It's down the hall and to the right.
I'm sorry, but what do you mean by on reserve?
Question. Where are the two speakers?
Five.
Was the telephone ringing?
I didn't hear anything.
I thought I heard it ringing two or three times.
Sometimes when the windows are open, you can hear the neighbor's phone.
Well, I am expecting an important phone call, and I don't want to miss it.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Six.
I have a date with George this Saturday. I can't wait.
Have a good time. But you know what the word on the street is about George, don't you? He has no intention of tying the knot, ever.
Oh, he just hasn't met the right girl yet. When he does, he'll be ready to settle down.
Question. What does the woman think of George?
Seven.
That's the last bag. Help me put these into the truck. I want to get these to the thrift store before they stop taking donations for the day.
Hold on. That bag has curtains in it.
I know it does. Those old curtains have been sitting around in the closet for 10 years. It's time to let them go.
But what about this bag? These are all the children's baby clothes. You can't just toss these. They have such sentimental value.
Question. What is the woman trying to do? Eight.
This is English Language Center. How may I help you?
Yes. I'm calling to find out your application deadlines for the next semester.
Well, we ask applicants to apply no later than 2 months before the semester begins. This gives us time to process the application and issue the student's I-20.
Question. If the fall semester begins on August 29th, by what date should one apply to the program? Nine.
Hi there. What are you looking for today? How about a ring for someone special?
There is no one special. I am just looking.
Well, then, take a look at the CD player. A great bargain today.
Question. Why didn't the man buy the ring?
Ten.
Help. I'd like to report a UFO sighting.
Wait, tell me exactly what you saw.
Well, I was driving home from a party about 3 hours ago, so it was about 2 a.m., when I saw this bright light overhead.
Question. What time did the man report the incident to the police?